Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Prophecy Today here in Temporary Studios in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Now, these are twin towns, and I'm here with WPEO Radio. They're our affiliate in this part of the world. Actually, the very first program of Prophecy Today was aired on WPEO. Bob Ulrich giving me the opportunity, and he was the reason for the beginning of this hour and a half weekly broadcast, helping you to understand current events in light of biblical prophecy. Our thanks to Bob and his entire staff. Well, as promised, we're going to have a Middle East news update. David Dolan standing by. David, actually, let's just get right underway with what I want to talk about. It seems right now in Israel, there's a United States-Israeli dress rehearsal going on, a joint response militarily if there should be an attack by the Iranians on the Jewish state of Israel. What do we know?
Well, exactly, Jimmy. That's indeed what Hezbollah is charging as well. They announced last week already, but it's been ongoing, a full military alert on their part because they claim that the U.S. was preparing to join Israel in an attack upon Hezbollah. Well, what they were referring to was, as you just mentioned, two separate but very significant military, I guess you could say, evidence of the alliance between the two countries, military actions, maneuvers, exercises going on in two parts of the country. The one in the north was at Haifa Port. Now, that wasn't actually a formal maneuver or exercise with the Israelis, but the USS Iwo Jima came in Haifa Port, a 2 or 3 day visit, and sailors were all taken in buses to see Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and tour around the country. But they also did a display of their carriers' amphibious capabilities in Haifa Bay. They brought out some of their big amphibious craft, took them around, showed how they could dock, showed how they could come up onto shore easily anywhere, any shore, meaning, of course, just 30 miles north on the Lebanese coast, they could land. These are massive things. I think you've probably seen them, Jimmy. So Hezbollah was watching that, and of course Iran and Syria and Russia presumably as well. But meanwhile, in the Negev, there were formal maneuvers between Israeli forces and U.S. Marines, and there was a major operation there, and there was aircraft involved and all sorts of things. And again, we now have, over the past few months, a permanent U.S. military base has been opened in the Negev Desert in the south of Israel. So the display of unity between the two powers, the two allies, and the display of military strength between them was definitely there over the past few days. Of course, the U.S. military leaders and Israeli leaders and et cetera are not saying out loud, this is mainly aimed at scaring off our enemies and at showing them what capabilities we have, and that we do have powerful friends with powerful capabilities. But this is what the message is, Jimmy, and it's an important message for the Israelis to send right now, because they felt that U.S. credibility and deterrence credibility had so eroded under Barack Obama that nobody believed anymore that the U.S. would possibly come to Israel's aid or Jordan's aid or anybody's aid in a full crunch, but because Obama just seems so such a pacifist in these matters. Well, Donald Trump doesn't come across that way at all, and so the U.S. is back in the Middle East, and of course the Russians are there in a massive way that they weren't 4 years ago, but they are now, and at least there is this response in the Israeli steel. It's very important for their own deterrence capability.
I'm watching what King Abdullah of Jordan has been saying lately. He's doing everything he can to kickstart and actually revive the peace process. He has special interest, of course, because of all the Palestinians that live there in Jordan. But at the same time, I read a very interesting article about Palestinian peace plan. In other words, they have their own plan. They don't care about their people, because the leader of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, got mad with the Trump administration, especially with the declaration of the city of Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish people. He does not want the United States involved in a peace process with the Israelis and the Palestinians. The Palestinian peace plan seems to be, hey, we're not going to cooperate with anybody. Ultimately, we want to wipe out the Jewish state of Israel. That's not a peace plan. That's a declaration of killing every Jew you can get in sight, right?
Jimmy, this whole talk of a renewed peace plan really came from the United States, from the new Trump administration about a year ago when Kirchner was appointed, the president's son-in-law, to pursue this, and others got involved, Greenblatt on the White House staff and others. There's no peace process going on, Jimmy. The Palestinians are in total disarray. We had an attempt on the life of the Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Hamdallah this week in the Gaza Strip. A very powerful bomb exploded underneath his convoy and didn't wound him, but did wound some of his security guards. And the PA, Abbas and others, blamed Hamas for that, said Hamas is trying to undermine any unity. They're totally divided internally. The Israelis are preoccupied with Lebanon and Syria and Iran and all that's going on there. We had a government crisis over an ongoing regular issue in Israel, the conscription of Orthodox men in particular into the army, and that caused a government crisis a week ago, and Netanyahu nearly lost his coalition. He survived that, but so he was paying attention to that. And meanwhile, Jimmy, Israeli press reports are saying this week that a meeting on Tuesday at the White House, which was ostensibly to discuss the Gaza Strip and its aid problems and its financial problems, electricity problems, etc., and there were Arabs there and there were others there, that Greenblatt reportedly told the Arab participants that the Trump administration is going to quietly put to bed its peace proposal for now. And there's various reasons for that. Of course, one being Gerald Kirchner lost his White House top security clearance, so he can no longer pursue it at the same level that he was. The president has apparently realized that it's a much tougher issue, that he may believe in the art of the deal, but this is the deal that nobody's been able to make for decades, and they thought they'd made it so many times. The Oslo Peace Accords and et cetera, and the opportunities were there so many times, and it's never happened. And so it looks like the Trump administration has decided. This is what Israeli press reports again are saying. We haven't had the White House confirm this that I'm aware of, but that they have decided to quietly put the whole thing back on the back burner where it was and concentrate on the other things. And the Israelis, I can tell you, would be thrilled with that because they see no chance of a peace treaty with the Palestinians at this time, and that it just being discussed causes more tensions and more terrorism and more anticipations that are not met and expectations that are not met. And it's better to just leave it unless there's a real chance of a breakthrough, which at the present time is approximately zero.
David, this certainly fits into the prophetic scenario that's found in the Word of God. In Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, it seems that the next real true peace process will be played out when the Antichrist comes on the scene and confirms some of those treaties that you mentioned that are already on the table. More on that when I take a look at the book a bit later here on this broadcast. Let me talk to you about the Gallup poll that's just been released. U.S. public sympathy for Israel at a record high. I mean, this is quite interesting. The United States, with the president and his leadership, and now the public themselves, really excited and are standing with the Jewish people, probably most likely because of evangelical Christians who believe the Word of God says God does have a plan for the Jewish people in the future. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think it is that, Jimmy, and I do agree that the support's never been higher and the polls are correct on that, but I think it's twofold. It is because American evangelicals have become, over the past 2-3 decades, much better educated on what the Bible has to say about Israel, what the promises are, what this means. But B, Jimmy, is the fact that Israel was being blamed for almost everything bad that happened in the Middle East. Now what do we have? We have suicide attacks all over the world. We've had these attacks everywhere, Jimmy. And why? Because they're all saying, you're infidels. And the Quran tells us we have to wage this jihad, holy war, against you until you're subdued or destroyed, until you convert or you're gone. And now more and more people, and Americans certainly, understand this is what's actually happening and we can't negotiate it away, they're going to continue to keep attacking us just because we exist, and that's true with Israel, and we have no choice then but to be wise and to fight back and do it intelligently. I think that's a major change of public opinion based on what's happening in the world over the past two, three decades.
That's great insight, David. Always you come to the broadcast table with information that our ears need to listen to. You've done it again today. David Dolan is the man, a longtime journalist in the Middle East. He's the guy that comes and gives us a Middle East news update. David, as always, thank you so much, my good buddy. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have John Rood at this broadcast table. He's going to talk with us about a European Union update. He has some ideas about that chemical attack in Great Britain. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.